Spirit 105.3. Here's Scott and Sam's Good News Story of the Day.
Our Good News Story of the Day is about how blessed we are when we are generous with people. A local orthodontist sent this in, and one of his clients was a single mom who'd brought her daughter in for braces, and she'd been in treatment for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Her mom lost her job and decided to move back to the town where she grew up, and so she still had a remaining balance for the treatment and her daughter's braces. And the doctor, he says, my wife does the bookkeeping for the office, and she told me at dinner one evening that this woman had called to check on her remaining balance. He says, I'd just been reading in 2 Kings about the widow whose dead husband owed money to a man, and she nearly had to sell her 2 boys as slaves to pay the debt, and so she cried out to Elisha for help. I'm sure you're familiar with this story, but when I read it, I just kept thinking about this mom, and so I wrote her a letter. Here's the letter. My wife told me the other night that you had called to check on your balance for your daughter's treatment, and I wanted to thank you for continuing to be so faithful with the payments. I grew up in a household with only my brother and my mom, and so I understand how difficult things can be with a single income. Only a mom knows how much she loves her children and how much she's willing to sacrifice her own happiness for them. I was reading the Bible tonight out of 2 Kings in the Old Testament and thought of you. And I'd like to write off the rest of your payment. You really are a wonderful mom, and I pray and wish the best for both you and your daughter. So he sends this letter.
Wow.
He says in about a week, he gets the attached letter here, and I'll just read it. And she says, dear doctor, I want to thank you so much for the gift that you have given me. The gift goes beyond my bill. For 12 years, my life was wrapped in the love of God, and somewhere in between becoming a wife and a mother, I lost sight of who is and who needs to be number one in my life. Since I've moved here, I've asked God to show me the way back to Him. The night before I received your letter, I was doing my bills. After all my bills were paid, I would have had only $3 left for gas, food, and personal needs. When your letter came, I realized He still loves and cares for me, and He will meet all my needs. And that is a very big gift. Thank you for being open and willing to be used by Him.